Good morning. Today I want to read from Ecclesiastes, chapter 11 and going into chapter 12, starting with chapter 11, verse 9. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes, but know that for all these God will bring you into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Remember now your Creator, this is chapter 12, in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, when the years draw near, when you say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house tremble, and the strong men bow down, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look through the windows grow dim, when the doors are shut in the streets, and the sound of the grinding is low, when one rises at the sound of a bird, and all the daughters of music are brought low. Also they are afraid of height, and the terrors in the way, when the almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper is a burden, and desire fails. For man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the streets. Remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. All is vanities. What a wonderful, amazing passage. It's written for all of us who are younger than we will be tomorrow, which that includes everybody who is still alive. Starts with, rejoice, O young man, in your youth, meaning enjoy your young days, young man, those days when you're strong, when you're vital, when you have a lot that you can do because you have the energy and the strength to do it. It says, walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes, meaning enjoy life. But then it says, but know that for all these, God will bring you into judgment. Meaning, as you do enjoy yourself, as you enjoy your youth, remember God is still there. He is still watching. If you do evil, He will judge you for that evil. And so it says, therefore, remove sorrow from your heart. That means do those things you enjoy. And put away evil from your flesh. And again, he's guarding that. What you do and you enjoy, make sure it's not evil things. And there's evil even in our flesh, even in our hearts, naturally, that we need to repent of even from the start. And he says to do that. And then he says, for childhood and youth are vanity. What does he mean by vanity? He means our enjoyment of childhood, our enjoyment of youth, our vanity, because they run away before we know it. We are 10 or 11 or 12, and very quickly we are 60-something. It happens so fast. Vanity means it goes away so quickly. And so, in chapter 12, he says, remember now. Now is the day of salvation, it says. But here, now, your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come. Remember, God, while you're still able to use your energy for him, for his glory, for his praise, for the things that will last, that will gain you eternal life. He says, remember your creator now before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. Everything becomes difficult when the sun and the light and the moon and the stars are not darkened. You know, eventually you will be blind, or at least things will not seem the same. Every day will be a little darker, and the clouds do not return after the rain, and the days of the keepers of the house, your arms, what you used to defend yourself, tremble, they shake. They're not as strong as they used to be. You can use your arms for the glory of God, your strength for God, but there'll be a day when they're not as strong as they are now, when the strong men bow down, meaning your legs. They bow, they don't walk or run like they used to. You can run for the Lord when you're young. You can do things that count when you're young. But when you get older, it gets harder. When the grinders cease, because they are few, what are the grinders? Ah, your teeth. I'm glad I still have all, well, not all my teeth, but when your grinders cease, because they are few, you get a little older, you get a... Your teeth start, you start losing them. And those who look through the windows grow dim. Well, that's why I have my glasses. My look through the windows grow dim. When the doors are shut in the street and the sound of the grinding is low, meaning your hearing is not the same. And one rises at the sound of the bird, even though you can't hear, you're going to wake up because of a little bird. And all the daughters of music, your voice is brought low, and they are afraid of the height. You don't want to walk in high things when you get older. And the terror is in the way, and the almond tree blossoms, meaning your hair gets white. Don't wait till you're old to praise God. I'm not sure if this is the exact quote. It's not word for word, but John Charles Ryle, J.C. Ryle, says, you cannot honor Christ too much. Or no man can err. That's how he says, no man can err, make an error by honoring Christ too much. You're not going to be mistaken if you start by using your use, using your strength to honor God. And right now, I know I'm younger than I will be tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow, I'm heavy, so I can lose weight and maybe be stronger when I'm older than I am now, which would be a good thing. But I want to use my time now to glorify God. I know when I was younger, in my 20s, I can memorize verses of Scripture much easier than I can now. But I bet you I can memorize Scripture now maybe better than I am able to if I'm still alive 10 years from now. And so I want to use my youth, my comparable youth, now more, because I know it won't always be there. There won't always be time to glorify God. Those last quotes, when the golden bowl is broken, it's talking about when we die. And when we are in the grave, if we're not saved, we won't be able to praise God anymore. Not in a way that'll benefit us in any way. And obviously, if we're saved and we're in the grave, if we're with Him in heaven, our souls are there, obviously we can praise Him forever. But we use the chance, as Amy Carmichael used to say, we lose the chance to praise Him in the midst of pain and difficulty. John Adams, who was our president, was one that had a lot of wonderful things he said. This is one of those quotes that maybe not everybody knows. He said, old minds are like old horses. You must exercise them if you wish to keep them in working order. President John Adams. Old minds are like old horses. You must exercise them if you wish to keep them in working order. Oh, yes, we do. Even if we're starting to get older, we better use our minds for Christ. Paul in Romans 12 talks about the renewing of your mind. R.C. Sproul made a whole ministry about renewing your minds. And we need to do that no matter what age we are at. We need to think about those things that honor God, that honor Christ. We need to spend time reading the Bible, studying it, memorizing it, meditating on it, even teaching from it. You know, you don't have to be a pastor to teach the word. You can teach in Bible study, or you can at least teach your family. And you can also, even if you're not teaching, be a ready learner, somebody who's there to hear the word. Jesus talks a lot about being hearers of the word. And we should be hearers, and not only hearers, but doers. Being a hearer means we have ears to hear. Jesus says to all the churches in Revelation, he who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He says that to each one. And while we still have ears to hear, when our hearing is not gone, use it to hear those things that are best. Those things that the Lord teaches, those things that the Lord loves. When we have a voice to speak for the Lord, use it to speak for Him. When we have strength to do for the Lord. Jesus says, whoever gives a cup of cold water to the least of my brethren shall not lose his or her reward. You do something like that, the littlest thing, and you will not lose your reward. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that it teaches us about using our youth or our days where we're younger than we are tomorrow for you, Lord. And I pray for each person who hears this message, who sees this video, that they might honor you and serve you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.